So, first question, what is the hybrid mind? Can we go into that a little bit?
Okay. The hybrid mind, if you want to, the hybrid mind is the one that includes all realities in conjunctive or a connective position of your position to that information superhighway. Now, let me stop. Stop right there. Stop. Let me explain one thing. Okay. Let's take a meme that's been presented. Go fuck Biden. Okay, that's a meme. Now, you get to embrace that meme of, yes, I agree, go fuck Brandon, or go fuck Biden, or yes, Biden's not what I voted for, when indeed, accordingly, they say everybody voted for him. And now, all of a sudden, everybody voted against him, all of a sudden. So the distance between those two places are what you're trying to prescribe as, kids could say, reality. So your feeling place decides the part of that conversation of her statement that is true. He may or may not be the president. That doesn't have anything to do with go fuck Biden. That means you wish today he were not your president, regardless of what the outcome was. See the two parts of that?
Yep.
Good. Okay, that's what
so,
we mean.
So the hybrid mind, it means you have your chemical body mind and it mixes with the TV body mind. Is that what you're saying?
Can't say TV. Nobody's watching TV, honey. What do you call it if it ain't TV?
They do. They call it Netflix.
No.
Netflix.
That's not Netflix. No. That's not where they're getting this. This is on TikTok. TikTok ain't Netflix. TikTok ain't fucking TV. So you're not talking about the Android meme mind? Are you, what you talking? Come on, call it by its name. Come on,
so
Bob,
the hybrid mind mixes with the chip body mind?
There is no hybrid mind anymore. The hybrid mind is based on what the tech body says you're supposed to think. There is no more hybrid mind. That's passé. What?
So the definition you just gave of hybrid mind doesn't apply anymore. Or the hybrid mind you defined doesn't exist.
It would because TikTok says something, you go, no. Then TikTok says something else and go, no. And all of a sudden you see a little something, you make a reference to it, and they go, no. The next thing you know, Nancy Pelosi's sitting there saying, well, okay, if you got $600 transaction in your bank account, where the IRS is going to check that, because you're not paying your goddamn taxes. And yes, we're going to support that because that's a good thing to support. And you're going, ah! But looking at every time we spend $600 in our bank account. Is that not the same thing?
I didn't get the last part. After you scream, what'd you say?
Is that not the same thing? Somebody saying that the IRS is going to check every transaction above $600 and tax you accordingly. And then 3 weeks later, Nancy Pelosi gets on and says, well, of course, we're going to hire IRS agents to track every transaction above $600 because there's a lot of people not paying their income taxes. You scream out of the top of your head, going, that's ridiculous. How is what? $600 transaction, what does that have to do with my income taxes? That's based on my income. And she's saying, no, you're able to move $600, you should be paying taxes. So we're going to take 21% of every transaction you have over $600. We're going to hire $800 billion worth of IRS agents to check on it. You see? That's a perfect example.
Of what? The hybrid mind?
There is no hybrid mind. Of how reality is becoming subjugative. We can't even say it. Subjugated. We can't even say it. Though what the world is saying, TikTok is saying, is becoming the abrogated condition of your new response. Not even subjective, really. Good.
Well, join the Android meme.
Yes.
What you just said. subjugated thing was the era of the hybrid mind then.
Yeah, that's correct.
Android.
Well, some people might say the obsolescence of that mind, maybe.
Perhaps is in the Android mind meme? The Android meme is the obsolescence?
Meme mind. Meme and mind. There won't be much difference. Meme and mind. There won't be much difference soon. There is right now, because people can think whatever they think, regardless of what they see. But now what happens is they see what they see. They see it on the TikTok. They see it on the Instagram. They see it on the Facebook. And then they wait a second going, God damn, that's a bunch of bullshit. Why the fuck are you talking about? Why? And then the next day they go on and they go to their bank to the drive-thru and the drive-thru is closed. And they go, wait a minute. And then they check the website of the bank where they bank, and they go, everything's open, everything's good, everything's fine. They go to another branch. And that branch, drive-through and lobby, is closed. And they go, now, wait a second. Why the fuck are 3 or 4 or 5 of my banks closed? It's not, something's not going on. And all of a sudden, you start having your mind changed. And you say you carry on and you find one branch open, okay, that's great. But why were the other 4 branches closed on an obscure Thursday? See the road?
Well, the answer to that question,
the new bits of information personally, which is where you know that the lobby or the drive-thru of those 4 other banks of your own banking system is closed and giving somebody a heads up that something is going on. And then you go back to the TikTok says, we're fixing to shut it all down. There is no money. You can't do nothing. You can't move stuff. You can't do stuff. You're going to have 10 days of darkness, blah, 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 blah. They're going to starve you out. They're going to keep you out. They're going to make you stay in your house. You got to get back then. They're going to drag you to FEMA camp. You got to do this. You got to do that. La, 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 la. And now it begins. Like that, Bob.
And none of that is the hybrid mind.
No, it's your response to the hybrid mind. Because after a little while, you're kind of going, nah, that don't have to do with me. Till you go to cash your check in the bank, and all of a sudden the bank's closed. Then it's your hybrid mind.
The hybrid mind is gone. Hybrid mind's gone. So why is it still lingering?
I would like, no. The representation of what you call the hybrid mind is a condition. Because there's leprosy in the world, but there's not leprosy in my house. The hybrid mind includes leprosy, but it excludes leprosy from your house until leprosy finds its way to your door. And then all of a sudden, leprosy is real. In the hybrid mind. You get that?
No.
God damn, that was as good as it could ever get. So maybe you'll listen to it again.
I was thinking of another topic, but I even forgot that.
Mm. It was a hybrid brand. Hybrid mind outtake, then, wasn't it, Bob?
You didn't hear what you said. The hybrid mind octave? Did you say those words?
Outtake. Which is the one you got a hybrid mind position that you can't embrace. So that's a hybrid mind outtake.
Did you say cannot embrace? Did you say I cannot embrace?
You didn't because you didn't hear it. You didn't know what you know. So you don't know.
Somebody suggested yesterday that the reason the cargo containers are all clogged up at the ports and not being moved through is because there's nobody to work the docks. Nobody wants
That's
to work.
That's true. And they don't. Nobody wants to work if you're getting paid more than not go to work. That's not the point. The longshoremen are going every day to unload the containers. There's no place to unload the containers. And they won't allow the drivers of the trucks to drive the containers off the ports because the warehouses are full. Everything is full, but they're trying to unload. There's 1 million land-sea containers to be unloaded presently. Every warehouse on the shore is already full. Every ship that's being unloaded, which they are being unloaded on all of them even now, there's no place to put them. There's no one to drive all of the said unloaded trucks to the destination, and there's no more warehouse room to fit the containers that are being offloaded. They are using this as a mechanical hybrid mind response to try to convince you, Bob, of what the problem is. The problem is they're going to goddamn starve your bitch ass out of your fucking land. That's what they're doing. It's nothing to do with you. Carolyn's going to get, well, Carolyn doesn't need anything from the Costco. But if Carolyn went to Costco, she'd be able to get the things that she wanted or needed or desired. But we don't have to worry about that because now Carolyn doesn't have to go because she stopped. You don't know what that means, but between the farm.
She's what? What'd you say? She's what?
Stocked.
Sounds stocked.
And she might be pregnant. She might be pregnant too. I hate to mention that.
Right. So the longshoremen go to the docks every day, but they're told we can't fill up, can't take anything off. Everything's filled up,
no.
So they go home.
No one tells a longshoreman what they can do. They unload what they got room to unload. Everything's automated, Bob. The warehouses are full. There's no place to
put it. So the longshoremen are not going to work. The longshoremen are not going to work because they know it's all full.
Every day. They're all going to work every day. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Why are they doing that? Why are they going?
Because they got to unload the ships. They got to unload the ships.
But
there's no
ship. Go ahead. There's no trucks.
There's no trucks to take the containers that they unload off the boat. And there's no warehouse space, which there typically would be, to load the unloaded containers into a warehouse until the trucks can get it to the Costco.
And why can't the trucks do anything? They're on strike?
No, they're not on strike. They're just... There's limits on limits on limits. Everything they've done has made a conditional response to make it impossible for them to move on purpose because they're trying to starve you out.
The truckers are being forced to stop, and they know someone's doing it.
The truckers can't get into the port to load or unload. They can't get to the space.
Are they suspicious of who's creating that condition?
Nope, they're sitting around for 15 hours trying to pick up one container. They can't get into the port.
So then they go home and they come back and try again.
Yep, so that's how they get paid, but they're not getting paid if they don't roll a truck.
So they're not going to get paid because no trucks were involved.
Doesn't matter, they don't really care because they're getting paid by the government anyway. It doesn't really matter.
Right, the other payment. So... this clogging will continue for another 6 months. No food coming off.
Unless,
or will everybody be dead?
Well,
by then? Everybody be dead by
be
then.
Dead. Once people start dying hard, they'll ease up on those conversations because people are like, "Why are you talking about being hungry? People are dying every day. Everybody in my house is dead. They dead. They dead. Goddamn it! You can eat their food. You can eat their food. They eat all the food. Eat their food. They dead." And you go, "Oh, okay."
Okay, so I think we've exhausted
bring
that.
Bring out your dead, bring out your dead, bring out your dead. That hasn't happened yet, Bob, but it's well on its way. Ask Carolyn.
Well, there are people dying from the vaccination and that, but there are
numbers. No, we're talking about more people have died from COVID this year than they did the first year. That's not the point. The point is when you start laying it down. When you start laying it down, where people get concerned, like I'm eating two sandwiches from you and you're dead. What's up with that? Is that the same sandwich? Oh, wait, maybe there's a problem. Man, there's a problem. You'll see. It becomes
Did
like
you
the
say
rupture.
I'm eating?
Rupture.
I'm eating the person's, I'm eating the person's sandwich or I had my own sandwich. What was that you were saying there?
No, you're going to lunch. You and 500 people. Two people from you, two people down from you, they open their lunch box and they got a sandwich.
They eat said sandwich. They finish their lunch with chips, with yogurt, with some water, with some Apple Jacks or something. I don't know. They finish their lunch, and then they say, I'm not feeling very good, and they fall over dead. Okay? That has nothing to do two doors up from you, except for everybody else in here at that page would be very nervous that they also have been exposed to the COVID maxim.
You're saying if I heard it, I wouldn't be bothered, but other people would be.
Well, we're saying that if everybody had heads up, they wouldn't be excited about it.
Was the volcano blowing up in La Palma, was that planned weeks or months ahead of time to stimulate La Palma?
Did you not get the cartoon about the 100-year plandemic, Bob?
Don't recall. Maybe I did.
From 1930, and Duffy was just a wee little boy.
Was La Palma planned? What's happening now, and then the tidal wave? It was planned.
Yes.
And it's planned by those that have the technology that's stimulating the volcanoes.
Let's just say no comment and let that go. We'll give you more updates later, but let's just say now yes for Accord.
People are arguing over whether the Three Gorges collapsed. Did it collapse?
It did collapse. It is collapsed. It's collapsed right now. All the way to the Orange River.
And how many have died so far from it?
3,000 or 4,000, not that many.
And so will there be more? You say it's going to wreck China. So it's going to keep flooding out and they can't stop
it. And they can't overcome it or overrun it. Mm-hmm.
So it's pouring out. Are people being evacuated from what they would think are threatened areas?
Yeah, whatever that means. They don't really care. Communist China don't care who dies. Like, whatever.
Well, the citizens who see it coming and that they might die, are they making moves to avoid it?
Oh, sure. Of course they are, Bob. Of course.
They can't move. What'd you say, Jacob? What'd you say, Ben?
Say something. We had to change up. Okay.
Yeah. Those people that are running from it, most of them aren't going to make it. The water's just too powerful coming out constantly.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And there'll be no news coverage of this.
Well, there will be after the fact. Just like now they're talking about the critical cruise ship or the critical container ships falling out of the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean after it's too late. Now they're goddamn talking about it. You know, Bob, how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. They're talking about the cruise ships. It's a little too late. You're saying?
Not cruise ships, container ships. We're sorry. We misspoke. God damn, we're sorry.
Okay. I saw a commercial for multi-collagen, and they said this slows down, stops aging. Is that bullshit?
No, it's adrenochrome.
It's adrenochrome. But not spread that way. It's not indicated to people that's what it is, correct?
It doesn't matter. It's what's in it. You didn't look close enough to see what was in it, Bob. You didn't look close enough. You don't know what was in it.
Is there collagen in adrenochrome?
Of course. That's obvious. Yeah. That's how it's marked.
You mean adrenochrome?
The adrenochrome comes from the collagen out of the blood of the deprived babies or depraved babies, whatever that means.
Right. So the company selling the multi-collagen, does the FDA know that they're doing adrenochrome?
They're in cahoots. There's 37 people at the FDA. They don't give a fuck. If they're not Dr. Carolyn Dean, they're not looking at anything. They don't care. They're just after what they're after, Bob. You know this.
And so they're profiting from it. They've invested in the...
Whatever. Whatever that means. Whatever that means. We don't even know what profiting of it means. They don't know. They get paid the same salary regardless. They just get there told who to chase and who not to chase. Come on, Bob. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you place the blame.
So adrenochrome is not as good as our ICEL, living water,
right.
Insulin.
You look at the people that are on it. They look fabulous for a few minutes. Then they look like death on wheels right after when they can't get it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the pornographic version of ascension. Yep.
Yeah. We were talking about the hybrid mind. This young lady, 21 years old, that Alan Steinfeld interviewed recently, Marina Sarin, she talks about herself being a DNA hybrid. Is she trying to get a grasp on the old dead concept of the hybrid mind?
She has no idea what the fuck she's talking about, like many of them.
Did she listen to, I posted our conversation with Ayanna Boat.
No, she did not.
But she indicates she liked it, but she just liked the title. She didn't listen to it.
Well, she listened to some of it and back to some of the high words, but she didn't even understand what the conversation was about, Bob. So, you know, it's normal.
Right. It was about the Antarctica information you gave us last weekend.
Correct.
So she didn't take that in. Okay.
Mm. It was a good topic. It was a great topic, but if you don't apply it, you don't know what it means. See?
Yeah. So the famous Nelson, forget his first name, working for British Empire, had a battle off of the Canary Islands, or La Palma, in 1805, October 21st. And it was defined as the Trafalgar Square battle. Now, we started
it was listed as the Battle of Trafalgar. The square came later.
Yeah, right. So the Battle of Trafalgar was October 21st, 1805. We had our first show, official show, on Cash Flow with James Martinez on October 21st, 2009. And I would say that when we showed up on the radio, we were thrown down the gauntlet and challenging people with what we were going to offer. And so it was a kind of battle with the establishments of different quadrants.
More like a duel. More like a duel. Duel.
Right.
Not a battle. Not a battle.
Yeah, duel. D-U-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So is that why we accidentally did it on October 21st? We were echoing the Nelson Spanish battle?
Wasn't an accident. You haven't done anything accident since Otto von Habsburg, Bob.
Right. And what, in 1805, Napoleon's on the rise. He's actually in power. Napoleon doesn't officially get defeated till another 10 years. So that's before the British really took on Napoleon. So the British Empire was doing okay. And if they'd lost to Spain, they'd be in trouble. But they consolidated their position with the Battle of Waterloo in 1815, but the beginning of consolidating that was a Trafalgar battle, right? They had to win that one.
Well, you're saying a lot of words, but in essence, we say yes, that's correct. But those dogmatic ramifications that you've so endued don't necessarily have any ramification on the outcome.
Right. Did Donald Trump try to overthrow the Congress on January 6th when the people went down there and pretended to have a riot or something, or were accused of having a riot? And they're now going to charge Trump's associates with trying to overthrow the election. Is that charge valid? Did he try to overthrow the election by having people walk the Capitol building?
No, not at all.
No,
not at all. They were legal to be there. The people's house. How do you arrest somebody in the people's house? It's not possible.
And so the committee that Pelosi and them are running against Trump will not work.
Well, it hasn't worked so far. Everybody that got killed by those rioters turned out to be killed by the damn Capitol Police.
Right.
And everybody that caused a problem turned out to be being paid or was a supporter of Antifa. How does that work? So it's all set up from a setup. You know, that's a distraction.
I know. Is Pelosi going to be able to suppress the facts you just said?
No. Get Carolyn to show you her drunk TikTok today. It'll help you understand her present condition.
Pelosi's present condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's on the decline like Obama and Biden and Michelle.
She's on absolute vodka, Bob. Hard.
Because she understands Trump has won and whatever else she's worried about has toppled her. She understands that, so she has to drink to numb the pain.
Yes, and then some.
Okay.
There are other ramifications that are in play. She's upset because she got beat in her own sickle, meaning she was holding all this up that she was thoroughly well promised that everything was going to be okay. And now all of a sudden everything ain't okay. So it's kind of like,
right.
Oh,
in other words, she knows.
This is a fine mess you've got us into again, Ollie.
Right, and she knows that Sidney Powell will win.
Well, Sidney Powell's already won. She's just waiting on a disease to claim the body.
Right. She's waiting for the right time for court cases to happen.
Well, 11 months. 11 months and 16 days from now, it really won't matter, will it, Bob?
Why? Will that be the end of the tribulations?
No, nope, that'll be the new elections, and everybody will all fall. House, Senate, presidency, all of it will be done. Because the second the Republicans take over, they're going to impeach Biden, then they're going to get rid of Kamala, and then not Pelosi, but who will be the chairman or the Speaker of the House of the House of Representatives if a Republican wins, Bob?
Donald Trump.
No. Who'll be the whip? Who's the minority in the House of Representatives right now?
The Keith guy? Kevin Keith?
Kevin,
right?
McCarthy.
Yeah, he'll be the Speaker of the House. Yeah,
and then,
he'll
so
be
therefore
the Speaker.
He can be, therefore, then he can be the President. That's new words.
Yeah, so he'll become President, and Trump will run and be a Congressman? Is that what you're saying?
No. That's another conversation. Once the impeachment, all that comes into play, everything shifts. Once everything shifts, those things don't matter. Everything changes. We get rid of the Americana. Get rid of the American out of the Americana. And then you move on and you become the bachelor.
Right. So, Kevin, Obama was the last president, or his double was. He had the image of the last presidency. Trump was something different. And then Kevin will be the last official president. If you don't understand why Obama was the last president.
You say we would say President Pro Tem, probably. That's probably what we'd call it. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see how it goes. Names, titles, over, under, you know, it's kinda like a bad day in Vegas. Somebody won, somebody lost. It doesn't matter.
Right. Do many Republicans, rhinos included,
all the rhinos have been killed. There are no rhinos left.
Literally killed? Literally?
Literally. If they're a rhino, they won't admit it.
No, have they been killed? So there's Mitch McConnell is dead. That's a double that is being presented.
Yep. Well, it's not even being presented. They're done. They're toast. They're over. They know they're over.
They're dead. I don't want a metaphor.
There's not a metaphor. If they're a rhino, if they are a rhino and they're not dead, they'll no longer admit they're a rhino. They'll say, I'm a dino. I'm a Democrat in Republicans' clothing. I'm a dino. I'm not a rhino. That they will never admit anymore that they have anything to do with the Republican Party because they know they've been jabbed.
Yeah, if they did not already get killed. And these people,
correct,
the rhinos that were killed, when did that happen? In 21? 20?
No, no,
21?
No. 5 months ago. 5 months ago. Five
well, that's
ago.
20. That's 2021. In 2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that when the military was swarming over Washington?
Yeah, yeah, but don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. Say yes and don't talk about that. Because that's okay. But you can't be too right too often or you'll be like John McAfee. You'll be in silence. We don't want that.
Can we play what I just got from you?
You can play it because we saved your ass. It's all good.
Right, we can play you saying, don't go into it. Don't go into it.
That's right. That's perfect. Play that. That's good. We like that part. That's good because what we're doing is we're being a realist and we're trying to point the world Well, we better not.
Okay.
Okay, ask some more questions.
So there was a picture. I think you pointed out a TikTok picture of the roof of the White House. And there were a couple of men or somebody standing there, but there were little boxes on the roof.
They were right next to the cupola. There were aliens on the roof of the White House with their domes on their head. They were being received into the White House. Mm-hmm. That's what
and they were the old aliens. They were the
old aliens. That's correct.
What were in the little boxes that they were standing, the aliens were standing beside?
They're like gun boxes or security guard places where when it's raining, the guards have a place to stand. And then the other one was a heat exchanger or an AC receptacle that lets cool air come into the White House.
And the first one was something to do with rain?
No, the box where you're guarding the White House on the roof, it's pouring down rain. You can stand in that little box and you don't get your damn ass wet.
Even though it looked very tiny. So somehow you'd unfold it and we'd be big enough to
shelter.
No,
you can stand. It was big. It's a big space, Bob. You can stand in it. Three people can stand in it. It's all good. That's normal.
Well, it looked very tiny, about a foot high.
Nah.
The boxes.
No, it's big. It's big. It's big. The roof, it's a big roof. White House is a big building, really.
Well, it wasn't taller than the person, so how do you make the box taller so they could stand
there? Well, certainly was. If you look at it again, you'll see that it had glass in it. So it's right in front of the aliens are standing right in front of the cupola, where it's the guard shack or the battery where they have guns to shoot at things in the sky.
Mm. Okay. Mm. The West Coast tsunami triggered by Mount Haleakala. Will that go 800 feet, 1,000 feet into the West Coast?
No, anyway, 453 feet, but it will undo Torrey Pines. You know where that is? San Diego?
No. Okay, undo that.
You know where Pam lives?
Pam Wall?
No. Carolyn's friend, Pamela.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
You know where she lives? Okay, her house will be underwater. Her space.
Right.
Okay.
So will it go up and down the West Coast?
You didn't expect that one, did you, Homeskiller?
No. Will the damage be 10 to 15 miles inland, like the East Coast tidal wave, or it'll be less?
No, it'll be more, but it won't matter. Because the earthquakes that are running in the tunnels, you'll have to ask Bert about the tunnels. They're all mm-hmm. at 10 miles deep, 33,000 feet deep. The tunnels are being hauled. Well, that's the one. You need to be very aware of that. The 33,000 is your marker for the 33rd parallel. And what's going to happen is that if you run that mark up, that part's going to fall away. So the tsunami's not going to be the bad part of the California experience. It'll be learning how to swim like Noah. Will be your part.
Yeah, so will the tsunami go up and down the west coast to the length of destruction on the east coast? Not as much.
No.
Okay.
No, the earth, no, listen. The tsunami and the earthquake is going to cause California to fall into the sea. But it's actually the tsunami is going to fall the other way, not into, out to. That's an intro. It'll be an outro. It's like an outro, Bobby.
You say you'll bounce into the coast and bounce back? Is that what you're saying? What's an outro?
Okay. Okay, Bob. You said Haleakala is going to cause a tsunami. It's going to flood California. Right? Is that what you said?
The East Coast. The West Coast.
West Coast. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay. We're saying it's not that way at all. What's going to happen is California is going to fall into the sea. It's going to cause a tsunami on the other direction, toward Hawaii.
Towards Hawaii. Okay.
Hawaii. And it'll be big, and it'll be serious, but it'll be a bump in the big part of the road. You'll just go to bed, and it'll be 3 centimeters time it gets to Maui Bay. You know how you do.
Yeah. So when the rock falls off Mount Haleakala, and send
the rock's not going to fall. The rock's not going to fall off Haleakala. The rock's going to fall off La Palma. Get your story right now. You know, rock
no,
will
I know,
fall off
then,
Haleakala.
No,
Haleakala
you
is
said,
a lake. Haleakala is a lake. The lake is going to breach. And when it breaches, it's not going to be just a rock. It's going to be that whole side of the mountain because there's nothing sustaining it. Haleakala.
And it'll cause a tidal wave that'll move towards the west coast.
Correct. Yes, that's right.
But the earthquake is going to send one back.
The earthquake is going to cause more damage in California, which will cause a larger tidal wave toward Hawaii. And the earthquake from Haleakala is going to cause a tidal wave toward California.
Haleakala is going to cause that, but then the earthquake is going to send a tsunami towards Hawaii.
A larger. And that sets up the move to move the fifth gate closer to Alaska, but then the 33rd parallel. You'll see. It's no problem.
So you said
you
the
may
earthquake...
Be tired of it. You may be tired of it time we get through, Bob. Once we get you some real engagement, you don't have to live in this pretend facade of prison life, and that might be easier for you. Weather will be nice, and the shade will be nice, and you can see what's going on. You don't have to shut doors and windows. You don't have to worry about the goddamn neighbors. You don't have to buy houses for strange lesbians to live in. It'll be a great life, Bob. You'll love it.
Okay, that'll be like Mr. Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution vision. We'll
like,
own nothing
like
but
city,
be very...
Kind of like City Island. Kind of like City Island, yeah.
Here's what I'm saying. The Schwab vision of we will own nothing but be very happy. We'll be one of those peasants under this new situation you're saying we're going to get into.
Don't know about peasants. Like Schrodinger's cat. How do you know if you're alive or not?
Right. Okay, so you were saying that the tunnels at 33,000 feet, the earthquakes will ripple along all these tunnels in the Atlantic Ocean, and they also are in the Pacific Ocean at 33,000 feet below, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but don't say too much about it. Just say, yeah.
It sounds like the rippling of earthquakes. The rippling earthquake will shake the earth up.
Don't say that. Yes,
shake the earth up so much
that
that'll move Maui up to the fifth gate up to Alaska.
right?
Well, to the 30, within the 33rd parallel, closer to Alaska. But yeah, don't make a big deal about that. You don't have to go all the way. It'll be cold, and you'll be bitching and carrying on me fur coat, and she don't like wear fur, but she don't want to offend motherfuckers. Goddamn. You
know, okay, so that's a good take. We're just going towards the 33rd parallel. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I think we've exhausted. But, yes, the rippling along the tunnels, that leads to a lot of problems below the 33rd parallel for the Earth structure that the new aliens will be interested in what's going on there with the Earth that they covet.
A leading question, but yeah, that sounds fine. Whatever, Bob. What else?
Right. You said at some point, not sure who you were referring to, but you said, meaning he is not bound to the earthly realm. How is one not bound to the earthly realm?
Well, you'd be a subset of the earthly realm. Let's say you're a half-breed, half-angel, half-man. That wouldn't be subject to this realm. Let's say you're an alien, legal alien from Andromeda, even. You're not bound to this realm. Let's say you're an angel from the realm of glory who engages with this level, likes to get fucked in the butt and may fuck a little bit, but isn't available to have children. See?
Mm.
So it's like, okay. And that kind of comes a normal rug.
How much percentage of the people occupying the planet today, which they would say 7 or 8 billion, are of the characteristics you just defined as not of this realm, of the Earth realm? 19%. Yes. So Glenn and his wife, they occasionally see UFOs. They are seeing them so that it's reflected to me, since I can't see them directly because they're afraid of me.
You can. If you'd look, you could see it, but you won't look. You have too many, you have way too many biases, Bob. Too many biases.
So I call them thoughts. Way too many thoughts.
Well, you can call them horseradish if you want to. It doesn't change the outcome. You've got way too many horseradishes, Bob.
So they're registering the UFOs swirling around me. They're seeing them.
As well. Let's say as well, please. Because it's not definitive. It's not definitive, but it's also. They are witnessing things watching you, circling around you. And the answer is yes. But we say as well, not just them independently. Because they're not that quite versed or qualified to be involved in the conversation.
Yeah, other people who are more versed are seeing the aliens. Are they reflecting it to me, or they need to see it for their purposes?
There's no difference. Everything begins with, includes, or ends with you, Bob. So everything else is just, you know, you're just pissing in the wind, you know.
Hmm. And the Falun Gong are justified to be bitter at the CCP in China, and because the Communist Party, you know, kills them, harasses them, or are the Falun Gong equally idiotic and deserve the harassment?
No, we're gonna plead Duffy. We're gonna plead Duffy that everything up here that's for the CCP is bad. And the Uyghurs are going to rule, and anything Duffy said is appropriate and inappropriate.
So we know that the Freemasons knew about the 33rd parallel. They knew about our outcome, like Nostradamus did, and the Revelator. They knew about the Iron Dome. Nothing more to say that. Some of them knew this, right? They just knew it, learned it.
Yeah.
And do you have a chance of learning this stuff about the fate of our world by going to other worlds and seeing what's happened differently there? Is that how you become aware of these things if you don't have access to Ion?
We'll have to go to the temple in Philadelphia, and we'll show you, Bob.
Okay.
Temple in Philadelphia, and we'll show you.
And the Freemasons had access to that information. They could study it. They could learn it.
In their temple, yeah.
Yeah, here's a site, 33rd Parallel Masonic Line of Death.
Masonic line of depth for psychic energy, evidence of hum sacrifice ritual to superhuman entities for temporal power. There's their degree long associated with Freemasonry. This dove, and it's with a belief in the importance of the geographical location known to cartographers as third, third parallel. Those are statements a bit garbled of Freemasonic knowledge, right? That's relatively accurate what's being said there on this website.
Well, both the garbled parts, yeah.
Yeah, the garbled parts are the good parts.
Okay.
So we can't read what they know because it's garbled.
Well, you can. It just doesn't make much sense. They're not saying, okay, if you read between the lines, Bert would say, you know what? They're really not saying too much, are they, boss?
And you go, no, they're not. We go, yeah, okay, that's right.
Yeah, they're really not saying much. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go to wrap up here. I'm going to go over to Facebook. No, I'm going to Drudge and see what the headlines are. See if there's any topics we can get a view on. Prince William slams space billionaires. Does Prince William know that his mother was chased out of Buckingham Palace? And
Most certainly.
Is he? So he knows that Elon Musk, Richard Branson, and Jeff Bezos, they go to space due to help from the old Pentagon aliens. William knows the Pentagon aliens have attacked their property, Buckingham Palace, and that's really what he's reacting to. He's reacting and declaring a war on the level that Ion knows. Prince William knows the Ionic level. Would you agree?
We'd say yes, but it's a tempered knowing. He doesn't know the full outcome, but he knows there's a Houston, we have a problem. He just doesn't know what the problem is in Houston.
Right. So, headlines.
It's like Joe Rogan. It's like Joe Rogan exposing Sanjay Gupta. He exposed him. He ripped him a new asshole. They just don't know what the fallout's going to be of that yet. You see?
Yes. Who's Joe Gupta?
Nope. Joe Rogan has a Rogan's podcast, and Sanjay Gupta is the doctor on CNN who said Joe Rogan was taking horse wormer instead of ivermectin.
Okay, so is he suffering? Did Joe win that battle, or is winning?
He did. He tore him 3 hours. He ripped him a new goddamn asshole. CNN is deprecated.
The alien, did you say? I don't think you said alien, but that's what it sounds like. What is deprecated?
CNN
and
was destroyed. Eviscerated.
When did that
Nobody's
happen?
I was watching CNN 2 days ago.
Okay.
Come on, Bob. You're looking at Drudge. Doesn't Judge report that CNN was demolished? Why would Matt Drudge not include that in the goddamn headline? Come on now. Don't you know who Joe Rogan is? Don't you know he has 415 million goddamn followers on his fucked up podcast? Why don't you know that three times more people watch Joe Rogan than CNN does on a good day or a bad day or any day? Oh, yeah, by the way.
I know that. So here's a headline. Global economy, perfect storm. What in this article are they not saying about the perfect storm? Let's see. Price pinch. What do they say? People are feeling this pinch from the surge in costs coursing through the global economy. What would you add to that practical slight idea? Obvious,
they're not acknowledging. They're not acknowledging that there is double-digit inflation going on at all levels, and 15% inflation at a global level. So it's all waiting until it all catches up. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, that's another headline. Prices skyrocket. That's the inflation. Prices skyrocket. The White House thinks inflation and supply chain woes are high class problems. That's in quotes, high class problems. I wonder what that is. Let's see. High class problems.
What they're trying to say is that only rich people have these problems. You're of a higher class. They're the only ones that don't have Bugattis on the lot for you to buy.
Say that again. You were muffled. Bugattis? What about Bugattis?
Bugattis is a high-priced car or motorcycle.
Yeah.
High-class problems means that only the rich are worried about the price of silver tea services because poor people aren't buying silver tea services or tea to put in the said teapot.
So the White House
deflected. High-priced problems. They're saying the only people who are having problems is the rich people, and we're fixing to take care of the rich in a second. We're going to get rid of them fucking rich people. Fuck them rich people. We're going to make Greg Duffel for president. That's what we're going to do.
Right, and the average working people are suffering, but Biden doesn't care about that. They're not going to address that.
Well, the headline was, it's a high society problem. That's what they acknowledged, so that's what they said.
Zuckerberg building AI that sees, hears, and understands everything we do. Oh, there's something you could comment on. Is he actually doing something with AI that will surveil all of us?
No, but AI is.
That's right.
He's not.
The tech body.
He's not doing anything, but AI is burning that shit down. Honey.
Right. The tech body is building the surveillance of us. Okay, mm-hmm. Does Zuckerberg think he's doing
acknowledging. It's acknowledging it. No, they're just trying to give credit. They're trying to give Zuckerberg credit for it until he goes before Congress and says, Massa, I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. He's like Butterfly McQueen. He don't know anything about it when you get down to it. But he runs it. He's all, I know all about raising them babies. I know about birthing them babies. And then when it's time to bring the baby forth, I don't know nothing, Miss Scott. I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. I don't know nothing about that. When he gets in front of Congress, Zuckerberg doesn't know anything about Facebook or how it works or who's involved or what buttons you push or what algorithms are portrayed. Doesn't seem to know nothing about birthing no babies when it comes to
But does he actually know that there is a tech body running the show? Does he know that?
Quietly, yes. But see, that's his money checks. That's his money checks. Because if he fucks hard with the tech body, he'll lose another $4 billion like he did last week. Remember?
Right. Yep. So
yeah.
He won't.
Don't fuck with us. Don't fuck with us. Well, no, you can fuck with us. But it's going to be very expensive, Lucy.
He knows not to emphasize the tech body idea too much. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he'll be stupid when it comes time to watch.
And that'll be because he is stupid and doesn't know, or he'll be hiding.
Well, what's the difference, really? What's the difference? I don't know if it's ignorance or apathy, but I don't know and I don't care. So yeah, you can lay it out like that if you want to. It's all right with us. We ain't mad.
Okay. Right, so Donald Trump must give videotaped deposition and protest lawsuit judge orders. Are these just going to be mosquito bites? Oh, the harassment of Toronto coming, the
we
harassment
love
of
it.
Trump coming.
We love it. Yes, because when you have that, then you get to have discovery. And when you get to have discovery, that means you get to ask the questions, and they got to answer them under penalty of perjury, whatever that means.
So these court problems gives him discovery, and that helps him in his case with Sidney Powell. He gets a dominant role.
Don't mix the spirits, but yes. Don't mix that, but yet.
Yeah, now.
Like Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele is important, but you don't bring it into this conversation, you know?
Well, what we just said, can we play this?
Uh-huh. You may.
Yeah,
it's all good because it's the chattel doesn't include the full at that value. The chattel doesn't include the full asset chattel. So you can play that.
Right.
Very good. You were very clever how you worded that, though. That was like Kevin Nunes. You're clever.
Right. Right. So,
unlike Duffy or
saying,
Clinton. Oh, it's so funny. Clinton last night, he's like, he was scared to death. You were smart, Bob. You've been listening to us. You know things. So you're just having a nice conversation with Clinton. Well, Clinton, what about the tankers sitting in the ocean? What about that?
Right.
And he's like, he answers the question. And you asked another question. Then you asked a, he's like, well, somebody else might be need to answer. Well, later after you went to the beach, he acknowledged to Duffy, he says, what was all those questions about? What was Bob trying to, if Bob's going to do that every week, he's got to give me heads up so I can get smartened up on this stuff. He was just asking questions, and they wanted me to answer the questions because, like, I knew something. Like, I'm involved in Fuck You University. It's like the craziest thing. Where did he get those conversations from? Where did it come from? And Duffy said, well, gosh, I really don't know. I haven't been listening. I don't really know anything about anything. And you didn't beat his, you didn't bust his little gay balls.
No.
You didn't slap him in his jaws with his beer, drinking beer until he's fucking drunk every damn night on Fuck You University. You didn't do that. What you did was you were just trying to let him know there are things going on that I have knowledge regarding, and you obviously don't. And if you do, then you tell us about it. We can have a conversation, and we can open a construct regarding the world that you live in, motherfucker, whether you realize that's the world you live in or not. That was brilliant. So it gives
you
one more poignant condition of how precious Bob is and how we should all hail the power of, by the name of Bob, because they don't have a clue. And so they spend 9 hours talking about goddamn cartoon shit that doesn't apply anymore, and how important Duffy would be if he were, that he might be, that if he could, that he might have known somebody who was good at MGM to make a movie that he could be involved with, and Howie Mandel had a hand purse made out of a hand. And that's all you need to know after that. You know, past that, it's all good, right?
Yep. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what the experience is going to be.
A little bit.
The experience
well,
is going to
mostly,
a little bit.
Well, capacity-wise, And we're not trying to mess it up because it's like the difference between extemporaneous speaking and oral interpretation. Do you know the difference?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. That's what we're talking about. So if we say much more, we turned it from extemporaneous speaking, well, from oral interpretation into extemporaneous speaking. And we're trying to keep it on the latter. We got to let you work
on
it out because then it works better.
The latter in that statement was extemporaneous thinking, but I think you meant oral interpretation.
No. If we keep talking, then you're going to regurgitate whatever we say. That's oral interpretation. We don't want that. We want you to have extemporaneous, a position that allows you to have extemporaneous thought, that allows you to respond in kind, that allows you to have an oral interpretation of a reality that has not been yet embraced.
By me or by others? Embraced by who? Not embraced.
Howard Hughes.
Did he fake his death?
Which one? There were two.
Oh, okay. Well, one didn't and one did. So he's still around and watching what we're doing.
Yes, you could ask his secretary. She can tell you all about it.
Did he object to Mabe Russell analyzing his empire?
Of course he did. He embraced it. He hated anybody coming in. He's like you. He's worse a germaphobe than you, Bob. He didn't want anybody.
Yeah.
If you said his name out loud, he got poisoned. That's why he liked the airplane so good, so he could get away from fucking people.
All right. Very good. Right. The Holy Office is Frank Zappa, Mae Brussel, Lynn LaRouche, Marshall McLuhan. They're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
James Joyce. Are they sort of watching the encounter with the new alien? They find it interesting that a person they know is doing it.
And Yoko Ono. Yoko Ono, who's coming up now, all of a sudden they're bringing up the old, they're digging up bones, Bob. Digging up bones.
Yeah, she's alive, and she
we
gave her mirror information back in the 90s.
Yeah.
She ignored it. She knows what I'm doing.
But
she's tuned in.
Yeah. Yeah, they're digging up bones. Look at them talking about what songs are not going to sing anymore. The Beatles. Who broke up the Beatles. The details of it. All that's coming back up again. They're rehashing.
It has something to do with them. Is it something to do with me?
This exact conversation you're having right here, right now. You brought it up because you're in the zeitgeist. BB.
All right.
I guess we're going to have to start calling you BD. Bob Dobb, BD. We got, on, BD. We got some BD. And then BBDDBBDD. That'll be fun. You might be BD from now on. That might be good. It's easy to type on the chat line. Instead of purple shit, we can call you BD.